Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by, and welcome to IMC's conference call to discuss the fourth quarter and year of 2012 results. The presentation is available for download at the company's website, www.internationalnealcompany.com/ir. We would like to inform that during the company's presentation, all participants will only be able to listen to the call. We will then begin the Q&A session when further instructions will be given. In case you need any assistance during the conference, please request the operator's help by pressing star then zero. Forward-looking statements are subject to known and unknown risks and uncertainties that could cause the company's actual results to differ from those in the forward-looking statements. Such statements speak only as of the date they are made, and the company is under no obligation to update them in light of future developments. In this conference, we have Mr. Javier Gavalán, CEO of IMC, Mr. Julio Milán, CFO, and Mr. Neil Amarino, Investor Relations Director. I will now turn the conference over to Mr. Javier Gavalán. Please, Mr. Gavalán, you may proceed.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to IMC Result Conference Call for the first quarter and full year of 2012. First, we would like to thank you all for participating in the call. During the presentation, we will talk about our main fourth quarter and annual highlights, and then we'll open the Q&A session, when we can go into more detail on any questions that you may have. On slides to fourth quarter 2012 and 2012 highlights, let's go straight to the numbers, which present our main fourth quarter and annual highlights. We closed the year with 350 stores, having opened 18 new stores in the fourth quarter and 74 in the full year, giving growth of 27% over 2011. This year, we focused primarily on the shopping center segment, where we believe is necessary to capture synergies in order to become more profitable. We concentrated on less labor-intensive and simpler operations, as well as greater centralization through our central kitchen units. We'll be maintaining this strategy in 2013, but the main focus will be on our road and airport businesses, where we already have 20 new stores approved for this 2013. We have also just signed a new preference agreement in regard to the airport in Puerto Rico, which allow us to operate into 2041 with a first right of refusal clause. Net revenue totaled $1.17 billion in 2012, a 30.5% up on 2011, and $326.2 million in the fourth quarter, to 29.7% more than fourth quarter 2011. Same-store sales posted record growth for the third consecutive quarter, with 13.8% in fourth quarter 2012. Annual growth was substantial of 12.2%, led by the airport segment with 17.4%. In the road segment, if we exclude gasoline sales and look at the food and beverage sales only, growth came to 14.5% in the quarter and 14.3% for the total year. The gross margin stood at 30.9%, almost 31% in the fourth quarter, 180 basis points up on fourth quarter 2011, and 29.7% in the year, 10 basis points more than 2011. It is worth underlining the fact that we were able to improve our gross margin despite the inflationary environment. According to the EBGE, annual food inflation reached 9.8% in 2012, and the minimum wage increased by 14.1%. In 2011, however, it will increase much less, and the government has just announced a tax exemption on the sample food basket. As a result, there should be less pressure on costs this year, 2013, with a consequent upturn in margins. We acquired and integrated four new brands in our portfolio, The most important ones is Batata Inglesa in Brazil, especially in Rio de Janeiro, and JF Delicias in Colombia, where we double the number of stores in just 8 months of operations. And several more have been approved and are currently under construction for the 2013 budget. In 2012, we also took certain measures to ensure greater control over our G&A expenses. We undertook an initial rationalization of our administrative workforce and moved our corporate headquarters in Sao Paulo to the same location in our operational offices. We intend to make further changes this year while always taking care not to jeopardize our quality of our operations, but save money where we can. In slide 3, store expansion, we closed fourth quarter 2012 with 350 stores, 74 more than a year ago, and 18 more than in the previous quarter. The increase was concentrated in shopping center segments, where we acquired 4 new brands this year, and in line with the strategy announced in the annual highlights. As we've mentioned previously, this strategy will continue in 2013, but this time we also will focus strongly in our two main other businesses, which are airports and roads. Of the 18 new stores opened in the quarter, 7 were abroad and 11 were in Brazil, where the main highlights were our 3 new Franguasado restaurants. In slide 4, net revenue and same-store sales. Net revenue grew by almost 30% over fourth quarter 2012 to $326.5 million, excluding exchange effects. This increase will have come to 25%. Annual sales move up by 30.5% over 2011 to 1.17 billion reais. Once again, same-store sales posted record quarterly and annual growth 13.8% and 12.2% respectively. In segment terms, same-store sales growth was led by the airports with 19% in the fourth quarter increase, and it's also worth highlighting food and beverage sales in the road segment, which grew by 14.5% in the quarter and 14.3% in the full year. On slide 5, gross profit and gross margin. Gross profit totaled 100.8 million reais in the fourth quarter 2012, 38% up on fourth quarter 2011. Annual gross profit increased by 31%. This quarterly gross margin was 30.9%, 180 basis points up on the 29.1% recorded in fourth quarter 2011, as mentioned on slide 2. In this year as a whole, the gross margin widened by 10 basis points, despite the inflationary environment and pointed out on the highlights slide. We believe this result shows that our business model is consistent, even in years where the microeconomic scenario suffers unexpected swings. We would like to emphasize that this quarter, the shopping center segment gained greater relevance in our business. If the miss had been maintained, the result would have been even better. We still have a large number of stores in maturation phases. We opened 42 new stores in the last 6 months and 74 in the last 12, most of which with lower margins than the mature stores, but which should grow in the near future as we expected. In slide 6, operating expenses and adjusted EBITDA. In the fourth quarter, SG&A expenses as a percentage of net revenue fell by 70 basis points to 19.9% versus 20.6% in fourth quarter 2011. 2012, they move up to 130 basis points to 21.6%. We stated last quarter that our SG&A revenue percentage will come down every quarter as of the beginning of our expense reduction plan. In the fourth quarter, the main highlight was the change of our corporate headquarters in Brazil, which will generate an annual savings of about 800,000 to 1 million reais. This quarter, the other operating revenue line recorded a substantial year-on-year decline. As we kept saying, we can never predict exactly when we will sign contracts with suppliers, so this line will always suffer quarterly oscillations, but we are confident, as every year, that they will be recurring and will have a continued positive impact in the future for 2013. Non-recurring items total $4.8 million in fourth quarter 2012, mostly related to M&A expenses and the second installment of our workforce reduction plan. Adjusted EBITDA increased by 3.8% year-on-year in the fourth quarter, reaching $51.7 million with a margin of 15.8% versus 19.8% in the fourth quarter 2011. The difference was mainly due to the other operating revenue line, which we commented on earlier. Annual EBITDA grew by 10% to 154 million reais with a margin of 13.1%. On slide 7, net income. Slide 7, you can see the reconciliation of adjusted EBITDA and the net income in fourth quarter 2012 versus fourth quarter 2011 and in 2012 versus 2011. This quarter, non-recurring items total 4.8 million reais versus 14.6 million in fourth quarter 2011. As explained on the previous slides, in the full year, these items came to 14.6 million versus 43.5 million of 2011. Fourth quarter 2012 financial results was an expense of 6.4 million reais versus 4.1 in fourth quarter 2011, mainly due to the reduction in the cash position and as a result of the expansion investments. In this year as a whole, the next financial expense was 19.6 million versus 14.9 million in 2011. We recognize income and social contribution taxes of 13.2 million in fourth quarter 2012 versus 1.1 million in fourth quarter 2011, although we effectively paid only 3.2 million reais, well below the amount booked in accordance with IFRS. In 2012, we booked taxes of 22 million reais and effectively paid 13.5 million, around 7.5 million of which related to this current year. As a result, we posted a net income of 4.7 million in the fourth quarter 2012 versus 8.1 in fourth quarter 2011. Annual net income came to almost 18 million reais versus 1.9 million in 2011. On slide 8, cash flow. Operating cash flow totaled 39.4 million reais in the quarter and 105.7 million in the full year. The main disbursements in the period were investments in expansion. We invested 29.3 million in fourth quarter 2012, mostly in the opening of new stores. And annual capex stood at 127 million reais. These investments were financed by the company-owned resources and operating cash flow. Net debt closed fourth quarter 12 at 172 million reais, or 1.1 times EBITDA in the last 12 months. If receivables are considered as cash, the ratio fell to 0.67 times. We'll now be happy to answer any questions that you may have.
We will now begin the question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please dial star, then one. If at any point your question has been answered, you may remove your question from the queue by pressing star, then two. We will now pause momentarily to assemble our roster. Again, to ask a question, please press star, then one. There seems to be no further questions. I would like to turn the floor over to Mr. Javier Gavilán for his final remarks.
Well, thank you all very much. I would just like to reiterate our enthusiasm for the project in hand and our continuing commitment to building the leading company in this sector in Latin America. I would also like to thank you all of you who are shareholders of the company for the enthusiasm by investing in our company. You can find our investment relation team contact details at the end of this presentation, and please do not hesitate to get in touch with us at any time to answer your questions in the future. Thank you.
This concludes IMC's conference call. You may now disconnect and have a good day.